You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
Yes, and today we are having the general election in the United Kingdom, and the first results, well, the exit poll from the election has turned up, and it's simply saying this is a repeat of the British politics in the 1980s, scenes we haven't seen since the Thatcher years, because the Conservative Party has got 368 seats, with them gaining 50, Labour 191 down 71, the Scottish National Party 55 up 20, the Liberal Democrats 13 up 1, Plaid Cymru on 3 down 1, and the Green Party on 1 with no change. And that means according to this exit poll, the Conservative Party has a majority in the House of Commons in Westminster, and this is their biggest victory since Margaret Thatcher in the 1980s. And for Labour, similar to the Thatcher years, this is one of their worst results, probably after the Second World War, because this is even worse, because this is the lowest number of seats since 1983, when Michael Foote lost to Margaret Thatcher, and in that election he got 202. And since, if I remember correctly, after the Second World War, there isn't one time that Labour has not got 200 seats, and now they're, according to this exit poll, they are on 191. So my first, my first thought on this election is the Tories themselves have run a very successful campaign, because this time they are running on a full Brexit campaign, and they're specifically targeting Labour seats, traditional Labour seats in the north of England and working class areas that voted to leave the EU in 2016, and that has seems to work. And I just saw the results from a couple of the first returning seats in northeast England, even though Labour has held them. The Brexit Party, which is led by former UKIP leader Nigel Farage, is ranked number 3 and got around 6,000 votes, which is very significant. But even though, let's assume this exit poll is correct, and what does that mean for British politics in the for the next 5 years or even beyond? Well, for the Tories themselves, this is a very big victory for them. They have a very healthy majority of 86, meaning they can possibly do everything. But that means Boris Johnson can do whatever he wants. And it's safe to assume that no doubt Britain will be leaving the EU on the 31st of January next year, because Boris Johnson has enough numbers to pass his withdrawal agreement. But for the Labour Party, this is going to be a very, very major setback, because its leader Jeremy Corbyn has played a very radical manifesto shifting, and since he became leader in 2015, he has been trying to shift the Labour Party further to the left. And even though it worked a little bit in the last election in 2017, this result is, we can see voters have rejected this manifesto in some way. While Labour top brass has blamed Brexit, John McDonnell, shadow chancellor, has just said that on the BBC after the exit poll has been announced. But it will be interesting to see, could Labour Party members reject this left-wing Corbynism and return to more central ground, where they could possibly recoup more votes. Especially, we are observing that a lot of traditional core seats, Labour is going to lose a lot of traditional core seats. But the final thing I would like to talk about now is possible the State of the Union. Will there be a United Kingdom in the future? Because the Scottish National Party, a party that advocated Scottish independence, has now got more than around 55 seats, and they gained around 20 seats in Scotland. And it will be a strong and there will be no doubt there will be a strong force pushing for another Scottish independence referendum in the past in the next couple of years. But and finally, and a little bit of academic side, it'll be interesting to see the vote share, because for parties who campaign so strongly to remain, to revoke Brexit altogether, the Liberal Democrats, they only gained one seat to 13, and with leader Jo Swinson seemed very confident that there will no doubt be another disappointment for the Liberal Democrats. And because the exit poll doesn't show the vote share, it'll be fun to see if the Liberal Democrats actually gained more votes in this election than the couple of past. Would that actually hurt Labour in some ways?
I might just ask you a question before you shoot off on me, Justin. What kind of methods around this campaign have you found to be effective on part of the Tories?
I would say Boris Johnson himself kept going on, let's get Brexit done, let's get Brexit done. Mm. He will, yeah, the Conservatives and Boris Johnson always in this election have campaigned on stability. And compared to in contrast to Corbyn's second referendum, that the Conservatives always say that a second referendum will only bring more chaos. People are already getting sick of it. Let's get Brexit done and we can move on. And this is what the Conservative rhetoric was for the past 7 weeks.
Mm. Very interesting. We'll probably be seeing more of those results, more firm results later on.
And because this is only an exit poll, mm-hmm. It's not the final. The results could shift a little bit because this is only an exit poll with a sample size of 20,000, which is so insignificant.
Nothing.
Yeah.
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 That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.